Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
This is the point where I normally say it's Freestyle Friday, but today I'm going to say thank God it's Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
Yeah, you can say that again, my friend. I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's October 18th, episode 769, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some hosing around.
Well, good morning, everybody. I hope you're all as happy it's Friday as we are. And I think that our listeners, the first thing they're going to want to know about out of the box here is when we left you on Wednesday, Jamie, you were having the vet come over because your horse was colicky, Jet, who is your event horse. Now, that's not the first time he's been colicky, but you were a little concerned, and so we want to know what happened.
Yeah, you know, kind of starting from the beginning, I guess, a Reader's Digest version is, you know, he was a rescue case. He was emaciated and just a disaster. So when he came to me, he had put on the weight but had raging ulcers and just all sorts of gastrointestinal problems. And, you know, with the help of Kentucky Performance Products and Nalox Plus, which is an amazing product, we had a lot of stuff we put in him and got him fixed, you know, did the GastroGuard treatment and everything and got him fixed up. Training began. You know, every time I compete him, I give him UlcerGuard just because of the stress. And so when he colics, he'll have, like, a gas colic every once in a while, probably about every 2 months, you know, honestly, if I'm being honest with myself, every 2 months I look outside and he's painful. So I go out there, I give him some Vanamine, and he's fine. So he's kind of sensitive to the pain. So when last Sunday he colicked as normal, you know, his little gas colic, I go out and give him Vanamine. He's fine. Monday I rode him. Tuesday night he was colicky again. And that is not typical. So I called the vet. I was like, just come out tomorrow morning. You know, I gave him Vanamine. He's fine. But let's do a little workup here because, blah. Well, after the show on Wednesday, I went outside. I think my vet was going to come around noon. Well, I go outside. I had checked him before the show, and he was fine. And I went outside, and, oh, I called the vet. I was like, get here now. It was one of those. The horse was Jet's trying to lay down and I'm walking him and he's pawing and this is very uncommon. I'm freaking out. So she comes straight over and bless her heart, Dr. Alana Hendricks from Durango Equine comes over and, you know, does, bless her heart, he's not easy to work with, okay? He's kind of an a-hole. And that woman put her life on the line rectaling him. I'm like, you are crazy. Thank you for doing it, but you're crazy because you don't want to put any sedation on board because you don't want to have them, like, relax or anything like that. You want to feel them the way they are. This crazy woman put her hand on my horse's behind with Jet, you know, so I can't thank her enough for that. And she tubed him, which was another exciting adventure. All that, and, you know, he just – and she gave him Vanamine again and Buscopan, and he just didn't get any better. I mean, he got a little better, but usually the Vanamine, he's all good to go. So, you know, I watched him basically all day. Lucas and I sat outside. Of course, my husband is gone. So I'm home trying to take care of the farm, do a radio show, teach my riding lessons, raise a baby, and have a horse that's colicking like crazy. So, you know, it's one of those things where how much more can you take? So I'm sitting outside basically all day going in and out. And around 3 o'clock, you know, he just wasn't getting better. So the decision was made, like, we're trying to wait for him to pass the oil and give him a chance to pass what we determined was an impaction colic. But also, you know, he was presenting like he had ulcers again. So the decision was made to just take him into the hospital. Well, here's another fun part of that story, Glenn, is you got to take him to the hospital. Oh, Chad took my truck to the airport.
Oh.
So now I have no pickup truck. I've got a horse that's colicking. I've got a baby that's, like, crying because he had gotten his shots yesterday. So I'm like, a crying baby, a horse that's colicking, no pickup truck, need to get to the clinic. I'm like, okay, there's one more. Okay, this is fun. So I start calling around, and, you know, everybody I knew was like, oh, I won't be home until 7. You know, somebody said, you can take my truck, but you'll have to come to my house and bring it back to your house, hook it up, and then bring it back. You know, I'm like, I can't. Okay, that's last-ditch effort. So thank God, about an hour later, my neighbors 2 doors down get home. They hook up their truck and trailer and are over here in, like, 5 minutes. Awesome people. So they come over. We load them up and take them to the clinic where they do an assessment. They're like, okay, the reason we want to leave him here is because you do not need to be walking outside every 15 minutes all night long. And they had some people on staff that night. They had a bunch of new starvation cases and some eyeball injuries, which need meds every couple hours. So they were like, we'll just watch him all night long. So to Wednesday night, she's like, oh, he's looking a lot better. I'll give him a little food. You know, she hands him some hay and immediately goes to colicking again. And she's like, he looks so hungry. I'm like, he always looks hungry. It's Jet. He could be laying on the ground rolling, and he'd be trying to graze at the same time, you know. So I'm like, that him being hungry should be zero indication of how he's feeling. Just take that out of the equation because he's always hungry. So still, they're kind of on standby with the fluids because she knows it's a huge investment. And medically, he's doing well enough to where we're just waiting to pass the oil. So she has him in the stall. The technician said he did great all night long. And next morning, that night, she had to give him some more Banamine. So, you know, it was kind of like, okay, we need him to pass the oil, and we need to see if he can eat without pain medication on board. And as of yesterday, I got the green light to bring him home. He's coming home today.
So he's all better?
He's better. He passed the oil. So, Glenn, I would like a cut of the Amazon.com $700 worth of GastroGuard that I just purchased.
That stuff ain't cheap.
Good God. I will give somebody $150 right now if they can just find a generic for that crap. Holy cow. That works, you know. So we not only are treated the impaction colic, we are also going to just go ahead and do the whole 28-day GastroGuard treatment. Now, the vets sell it for like $45 a tube, and I was able to find it for like $28 a tube on Amazon. So that's awesome. Heads up, people. Look for that on Amazon.com. Go to horsesinthemorning.com first. Click on the Amazon button, and then Glenn gets a cut. So I figured my money should go somewhere.
I think you're going to be disappointed. I'll pay you for our cut, but I think you're going to be disappointed.
It was like a dollar?
Yeah, that's probably about right.
I was wondering about that. I'm like, I wonder how much they get. I'm like, it's probably 0.02%.
Yeah,
on
it's
the
Amazon. It's not a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Well, yeah, so, honey, when you get that credit card bill, here's the genius part, you guys. So Jet is not insured because he colics every 4 months, and nobody will insure me. You have to wait at least a year to get the insurance from their last colic. And where I treat it every once in a while, there's still about once every 6 or 8 months that the vet has to come out and tube him or whatever we do, you know. So I told Chad, I said, babe, surgery is like $15,000. And he's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, but – I'm like, we could just get the Gastroguard and do this and run the fluids, and then we're only looking at like 1,000. He's like, oh my God, that sounds so much better. So you guys always start big.
You did so the alternate of choice. You did the alternate. We used to call that the alternative choice clothes. When we went in sales, you gave them the alternative choice, and you target the one that you want them to take, and you did very good. That's excellent.
Yes, thank you. I was like, $1,000 in a vet bill sounds like nothing compared to $15,000, and he just totally bought it. Like, he was like, oh, my God, well, let's do that. Let's spend $700 on medication that you buy online. Genius. All of a sudden, that became a good idea. So when he gets that credit card bill, he'll be like, why
you didn't
did
tell
you
him if that doesn't work, he still got the $15,000 bill at the end of it, right? You didn't mention that, right?
No, we don't talk about that, Glenn. We don't talk about that.
Oh, sorry, I brought it up.
One thing at a time.
Well, I'm glad to hear he's doing better, and let's hope he gets totally better. Because, I mean, it'd be such a waste. We found out on Wednesday that you guys are a good match.
I know. We're fire and water or whatever, and our personalities at this point in our relationship work, or wood and fire. I don't know what the hell we are, but it was compatible.
That's right. It was a good match. Well, let's hope he gets through that with the help of some $700 worth of tube medicine.
No, I want to say, and I was going to do this in my daily Lenny, but now that we're on the subject, I have just got to think, you know, our listeners, all of you that are listening to the show right now, are so absolutely amazing. You know, I posted a picture of Jet on my Facebook page, and I just said, you know, I need you guys' prayer. Jet's colicking, and I don't know what to do. We're working on it. Let me tell you that I have, let's see, like 94 comments of people.
Oh, my gosh.
That wished me well and said that they're pulling for Jet. I mean, that's 94 comments on a picture of a dang horse. And I think 80 of them are our listeners. And I couldn't love you guys anymore. You know, at the point yesterday when I'm sitting there on Wednesday, sitting there staring at him all day long, and these comments are just coming in one after another, I can't tell you how many times I just cried reading the love you guys, you know, you've never met me. You certainly have never met my horse. And yet all of you just continued to write these unbelievably nice comments and nice things to say. And I just get choked up again. It made my day, you know, as bad of a day as I was having, y'all really helped out. So I just want to say thank you.
Very good. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Free to Express Your Personal Style Friday edition, it is a no-hold-barred foray into fun and games this morning because, as you have noticed, our intrepid co-hosts have reached critical mass and meltdowns may be imminent. In order to preserve the few shreds of sanity,
or have already started, one or the other,
in place behind the microphone, Glenn and Jamie are going to freestyle it for a full 90 minutes today, taking on whatever too-weird-to-be-made-up headlines, laugh-inducing crappy lists, or outrageous stories that suit their fancy.
Thank you, Jennifer. You know, before we get started with the show today, we do not have a guest today because the guest that we had planned isn't here or can't make it. So it's just us. So if that disappoints you that it's just us, hang up now or, you know, turn the station because that's what you got. But before we do the Daily Winnies, I did want to acknowledge the loss of a 16-year-old out of England who was hugely popular. Her name is Lacey Jamieson. She is a horse girl, been a horse girl all her life, and a very beloved Instagram horse girl. She took to Instagram and posted some great pictures. This kid was very photogenic. Her horses were photogenic. She does wild stuff. She's a typical kid on a horse. But she photographed everything and ended up, as of 3 days ago, she had over, get this, she had over 60,000 followers on Instagram.
Wow.
Now,
we'd love to have 60,000 followers.
I know. Yeah, 60,000 followers on Instagram. But unfortunately, she suddenly died last Sunday of a suspected rare blood disease. That's called HLH. They were doing an autopsy to find out if that was what it was. But this actually made the mainstream news in England because this girl was so popular in social media. And we just wanted to wish all her friends and her family the best. They don't want you to be sad about Lacey. She apparently lived life, and from what I could tell by her pictures on Instagram, she lived life with a smile on her face, and that's how they want her to be remembered. So our best to the family over there. All right, let's get off of the serious stuff and on to some fun. And, Jamie, while I'm doing this, you have to hit refresh on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. I didn't forget. Happy birthday, no. Jamie.
Aww.
Yes, I made that for you this morning. That's my birthday card. Isn't it cute?
Wait, hold on. Oh, you did. That's so sweet. Thank you very much.
And I put together a very special, not just a crappy little birthday song that we would do for anybody. I've got a whole minute's worth.
Wow.
I know it's a day early, but we're not on the air tomorrow, so I had to give you some chipmunks a day early.
I was going to say, you didn't play more than 20 seconds of that chipmunks, did you? Otherwise, we have to pay them all.
I know. You know, all of them were at about 15 seconds.
I love it. That was so sweet. You know, this has been like hell week, so any sort of that was really awesome. Thank you very much. I know you worked really hard putting that together, so I appreciate
it.
I actually
worked harder putting the graphic together that I put on Facebook.
I love to see that your art is like mine. We do art like a third grader. I love it.
Yeah. That actually did take me longer. It was funny. So you're 29 again, huh?
Oh my gosh, isn't that cool to be 29 again? Because I was telling you last year, I realized that there is the line between 29 and 30 is very definitive when you're looking at Halloween costumes. I went to that Halloween costume party last year at Tammy Smith's house when I was up at Galway, which I'm going to again this year now that Jet is coming home. If you were over 30, like my coach Barb was wearing an M&M. She was dressed as an M&M, like the most unflattering costume you can be. And then another over 30 was dressed as a mustard bottle. You know, like, and then if you're under 29, you're either a sexy pirate, a sexy kitten, a sexy devil, a sexy nurse. It was like, there was such a definitive line between under 30 and over 30 costumes. And I think I definitely fell into the latter, and I will fall into the latter yet again this year. So nothing's changing.
Well, you do you have plans? I was going to ask you what you and the little guy had planned for a costume.
Oh, my gosh. I've got the best costume ever. Did I not tell you this?
No. Huh.
Should I keep it as a surprise, or should I just tell you?
I'm torn. Keep it as a surprise, because I want to see you in it. I want to. The first time I get it, I want to see you in it.
Well, yeah, it doesn't even matter if you see me in it, because you're just going to see a picture. So I might as well tell you and then let the I hate surprises. So let the whole thing speak for itself again once you see it. But I got I have this jockey silks that I have from a long time ago when I was in a Halloween haunted hunter pace, and my girlfriends and I all dressed up as jockeys. And you can go on eBay and buy formerly used silks on eBay. So I'm going to be dressed as a jockey. I'm going to have my silks on, my little riding pants, my boots. I'll have a crop. I'll have a helmet on. And Lucas has a horse costume. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I've never been this excited about Halloween my whole life, but I'm going to have a little pony, and I'm going to have a jockey. It's like horse and rider. I'm thrilled.
That's cool.
What about you guys?
Hey,
Anything yet?
You know how I feel about Halloween, so it's not one of my favorites.
Just own it this year, Glenn. Just own it. Just get out
there.
You
have to remember, keep in mind that for 10 years, we wore costumes for a living. So when Halloween came around, it was like, I'm just going to dress as myself because, you know, it was the one day of the year I didn't have to wear a tight. So it's like, okay, good. You know, so we did that for a living. When you wear costumes for a living for 10 years for like 450 shows, you know, it kind of wears off a little bit.
See, that's why I think you should jump back in those tights, Glenn. Jump back in those tights and own it.
Hey, I have the perfect – I'm going to try and change the subject here. I have the perfect birthday present for you. Now, I'm going to have to take out a loan to get it
money?
For you.
No, I'll take the loan.
I'll need a lot of money to buy this birthday present for you. These guys in Australia have come up – you know, 3D printers are becoming big things now. And, you know, I kind of never saw the point, because anything I've ever seen in the tech community that they printed out with a 3D printer has been this little piece of plastic that you could buy for 50 cents at the store. So I never got why they were so popular. But these guys in Australia have come up with a way using titanium to 3D print horseshoes, custom horseshoes.
I read that headline, and I don't even know what that means. I can print up horseshoes on my computer. What's the difference?
This is actual horseshoe. A 3D printer, what the 3D printer does, instead of, like they make horseshoes, they actually cut a block of whatever to make it look like a horseshoe. A 3D printer adds layers and keeps adding layers and adding layers and adding layers and adding layers, and it builds this item for you, either in a plastic or they had it, you build it out of titanium. And the cool part is you can make them any color you want. So if you want purple or pink, or your horse can have sneaker colors.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around this. So, like, is it like shaving titanium and laying it
on top
of
it? No, it's not shaving. The little jet actually squirt titanium onto the surface, and they keep going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and what they're doing is they're building the titanium up. So they're actually building the item from the bottom up. Rather than starting with a block of something and cutting it, the 3D printer builds it. By putting layer after layer after layer after layer of this stuff. The cool part is what they were able to do is take the horse's hoof, do the drawings on the horse's hoof, take that back to the computer, plug that drawing into the computer, and it made a horseshoe that exactly fit the horse's hoof without any pounding
cool,
or
if you any think heat about it, holy cow, I think like, okay, I have to print 3 pages and I need to go get new ink. Imagine getting titanium ink.
I know. Well, the problem was.
How expensive is that?
Well, that's the problem right there. They figure that they cost $600 each.
Holy cow.
And the printer cost about $25,000. And then the other problem was it took 24 hours to print each one.
Basically, for one horseshoe, I could have the price of 28 days worth of Gastrogard, pretty much. So
exactly.
Hey, honey, I'm going to get these $600 shoes. Oh, wait, you know what? I'll just go ahead and get $600 worth of Gastrogard because one shoe is going to be $2,400 for shoes or $600 in Gastrogard, and all of a sudden $600 in Gastrogard doesn't sound that bad.
Well, you know, the price of technology always comes down, so imagine this. Imagine it comes down to, like, affordable levels, and your horse loses a shoe. You don't have to call the farrier. All you have to do is print one out. You have to know how to nail it on, but...
He's going to put it on. Hold this, buddy. Hold this, okay? Hold still. I'm just going to put this on your foot. Don't move.
Did you do your daily Winnie? I thought you did when you said thanks to the audience, but I didn't know if you had another. Okay, here we go.
My daily whinny, aside from the earlier one to all of our listeners, is it goes out to a horse named Trooper and his rider, Constable Greg John. They won gold in every single category at the United States Equestrian Police event this past weekend. Now, the story of Trooper, of course, is not just something to sneeze at. So Trooper was a police horse. And he was walking around in the rain. Now, they're from Canada. It was a gray, rainy day. He was trotting up the street with Constable Greg John, the mounted unit officer. And as he was trotting down the road, he went to ride him up the curb. Trooper's hoof actually clipped the curb, and horse and rider both tumbled onto the wet pavement. As that happened, a tractor trailer was driving down the street, coming straight at them, flying straight at them. The horse falls, the rider falls, the tractor trailer locks up its brakes and slowed down and was able to stop before it actually hit Trooper John, Trooper and Constable Greg John. Well, of course, Trooper at that point was scarred. And big truck spooked him. Any ride around town spooked him, going up and down the curb spooked him, and so he says that basically Trooper was no longer bomb-proof. And so they basically thought he was fried and they needed to retire him, but John was like, you know what, I'm just going to keep working with him. And he put miles on him, he worked with him, he's training him, he just put so much work into this horse, and it paid off because this past weekend at this event, I don't know much about the North American Police Equestrian Championships, but I guess it's kind of like going to a horse show where there's a bunch of different classes. For the first time ever, the same person won every single class, and that was Trooper and Greg John. So
wow. They
won every single class after everybody else said, retire this horse, who was totally freaked out, and, oh, I have goosebumps even thinking about it. So they won the whole entire thing. In 30 years, never has a single horse and officer come first in every single event. So he says that it's icing on the cake. It was concrete evidence of a lot of hard work. He remained, the categories, I guess, are uniform, obstacle, and equitation. And I can't even really tell what these other ones are. So, yeah, he won all of them. Cleaned up at the horse show. It's like a little girl with a pony, a little cute little white pony that comes home with all the blue ribbons. Yes, that's what he did.
Wow.
He's a big horse.
That took
cool?
A lot of patience. A lot of patience to get that horse back to that point.
Yeah.
They put him through some stuff. We actually got to watch a little bit of one of those because they do those at the Kentucky Horse Park too. And they put him through a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they really do. The horse that I sold to the police department, he was a former police horse when I found out his history and when we needed to sell him because he didn't want to jump because he wanted to step up the curbs, you know, instead of jump over them. A police department contacted me. They came out. Oh, my gosh. If I'd have known this horse could have done that stuff, I'd have jacked his price up. They were shooting Nerf guns at him and off of him, pelting him with, like, these little guns. They look like little shotgun shells, but they're Nerf shotgun shells. He's standing there chewing, getting pelted with these things, doing these rattles and making all these noise. I'm like, are you kidding me? That horse could – I'm like, I'm doubling his price right now. I want more money. I didn't know he did that. So it is really cool, the stuff that these horses are trained to deal with. Oh, my gosh, just they tolerate so much. And the fact that he was so rattled and then this guy just worked with him and worked with him, it's a really cool story. I'll try to post that link on Horses in the Morning Facebook page.
All right, very good. Well, I think it's, believe it or not, it's time for our first commercial. And then I have a list for you. I want to do this list because I think it's something that you and I can benefit from, okay? So we'll be right back after this word from Kentucky Performance Products.
Joint Armor from KPP provides your horse with the building blocks necessary to maintain healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Kentucky Performance Products Quality Assurance provides you with the confidence that you are purchasing a safe, high-quality product. your satisfaction is guaranteed. Joint Armor is concentrated and affordable. One jar lasts a whole 75 days. Joint Armor helps maintain fluid motion and flexibility in your horse's joints. It also supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Learn more about Joint Armor from Kentucky Performance Products and all their other terrific products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
And you can find them on Facebook as well. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. They're always posting good nutritional information over there for your horses. Well, before we get to my list, by the way, and let me give you the name of the list. My list is called The Mistakes You Will Make at Least Once in Your Life. And there's about 20 of them here, and I thought you and I could go down this list, and we can see if we've – I figure this. If we've made all of these mistakes, then we're good to go. The rest of our life, we're never going to make any more, right? So
I like that. I like that idea.
That's my theory. Well, I'm going to stick it to it. But before we do that, I want to go over the biggest mistake we made. And this is not on the list. I am adding this to the list. You and I made the biggest mistake ever when we started this show because we made it for adults and not for kids. And why I say that is because the new documentary on bronies just came out. Now, this is a serious 45-minute documentary on bronies that they went to Kickstarter to raise money for. They wanted $60,000 to put together this documentary on bronies. Instead, they got $322,000.
Oh, my God.
We haven't made $322,000. We could be on the air 10 years here, and we're not going to make $322,000. We just totally blew it. We just needed to be talking about little pink and purple ponies, and we would have made a fortune.
Now, I have been watching a lot of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic because it's on, and it is incredibly entertaining for my child. And I can start talking in My Little Pony speak, like, you know, I told you, like, oh, my God, that totally sparkles. And so you can actually, we can change our lingo if you want. However, I can't really entertain kids much more than that.
First, are My Little Ponies actually Valley Girls? Is that
Yeah, well, no, they're all different. God, kill me for knowing this. So they're all a little bit different. Like, there's a Southern My Little Pony, and she's like, hey, y'all. And she talks in a Southern accent. She's like the one who, like, you know, wants to go to the barbecue and hang out and have a line dance and country music. And then there's the one who's like a total Valley Girl, and she's like always pretty. And then there's like the artistic one, and she likes to paint. Dude. Seriously, smack me in the mouth right now. I can't believe I know all that.
You know what I was just thinking? If there's ever a brony convention coming to Arizona, you have to go cover it. Because obviously, you're qualified.
Now, actually, it's funny. The brony thing is really taking off because I sent you the audio on Wednesday, but we weren't able to get it uploaded, of Conan O'Brien talking about bronies.
Oh, yeah.
And he played this whole segment on bronies and had, like, it was this brony documentary. And they started playing clips of it, and it was the certain people, like, their face on the screen talking about how My Little Ponies really mean something to them, and then Andy would come on. And then it would be, like, the next guy, and then Andy would come on. And it was very funny. And so this definitely triumphs the comic dog, which is a part of the Conan O'Brien show. Do you know who Triumph the Comic Dog is?
Yeah, he was never my favorite. You probably love him. See, that he was never my favorite. Conan's not
that's
my favorite
because,
either.
No, nor mine, but Triumph the Comic Dog. The reason I watched Conan is because it was on. It's on early here. It's the only talk show that's on that early here. And there was a good guest on it, so I wanted to see it. So Triumph the Comic Dog probably hits a little too close to home for you. That's why I think it's hilarious. But he would make fun of people dressed in tights putting on shows. You know what I mean? He's very funny to me, especially when he went to the Bon Jovi concert. And that hits close to home too, but you know what? It's Bon Jovi. Yes. So I love it. And he's going to have to do a segment on it, and we're going to play it. There's no way that Triumph does not go to a brony convention.
Dressed up? You think he's going to be dressed up as the pink pony or the blue one?
He's I can't quote him. I was going to say something that
No, you can't.
I stopped myself. See, this is why I would not be good at doing shows for children.
All right, well, that was our first mistake, definitely, was that we didn't go that route because we'd be rich right now. Anyway, here's the mistakes you will make at least once in your life, and let's cross them all off the list and make sure that we're good to go now for the rest of our lives. Well, number one, spending an extravagant amount of money on something extremely unnecessary. Right there describes from age 18 to age 25 for me, the whole 7 years.
Really? What did you buy?
Well, see, the thing was, I got into sales really young, at 18, and I made a lot of money, like six figures at age of 18. And I made a lot of money right up until the time I met Jennifer. How ironic is that? I don't know. I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying. So I made a lot of money during those years, but I spent all of it with a little help from my girlfriend.
Ah.
She helped.
What?
Yeah. So that was my entire 7 years there.
Are you serious? So, like, what kind of stuff did you buy? Did you just did
cars
you have like a you
and
know
trips and really? Car and anything I really wanted?
Isn't that fun? That was my 20s too. I had made a lot of money in my 20s. What's wrong with us?
I know you did too because you were in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I was in Atlanta radio, and
yeah.
I had a fantastic salary that I gave up to move to Arizona for some guy. Fortunately, that worked out for me in the long run. But I did quit this very incredibly high pay. I hosted my own radio show in Atlanta in the mornings. I was part of a team, and I made a ton of money. And let's see, I can tell you exactly where I spent the money. His name was Demure. I competed the entire year and then ended up at the AEC, the American Eventing Championships. There was the white pickup truck, the horse trailer, the $900 bed that I bought. I mean, just stupid. I remember at the end of the year going, I made all this money. Where is it? And I'm like, oh, I competed like in every competition I could find. You know, I basically dedicated my entire life, a couple years, to competing my horse. And so... Yes, I get it. Although I still have the bed, and it was totally worth the money.
Okay, number two, we can cross off really easy. Pulling all-nighters for fun. Who hasn't done that when they're younger? I couldn't do it today, but when we're younger, we did that. I think I know your answer. Number three, leaving the dishes undone for a month and a half. See, that would drive me nuts. I've never done that one. Jennifer's
yeah.
probably done that one. I've never done that one.
Yeah, I can't say I've done that one, but because I lived with a person that did that, and I ended up always I lived with my brother, and it got to the point where at one point I took all of the dishes out of the sink and put them on his bed. That is an angry girl.
That's funny. How about experiencing a mortifying public wardrobe malfunction?
I fell off a stage at a Miley Cyrus meet and greet.
That qualifies. I think that qualifies.
Well, it would count if your top came off on the way down. Then it would count.
I went to jump off the stage and just busted and fell into like a group of children. It was awful. And then, of course, there was the embarrassing George Clooney moment, too, which when I fell into him and hit him in the face with my microphone. That counts, too, probably.
Dating someone your mother doesn't like. Guilty. Guilty. Guilty.
As a
not
girl,
Jennifer,
you
before,
to father.
Pre-Jennifer.
Really?
Qualifying that. Yeah, pre-Jennifer.
The girl who spent all your money, I'm noticing a theme.
Yeah, it was her, actually. My first fiance, yes. And my entire family didn't like her. And, of course, I thought they were all wrong because I was 20 and I knew better.
See, my
you
problem was
one.
My mom. Well, my mom liked everybody because she's like, she wanted to, you know, be involved. But my dad hated everybody. And I still don't think he's okay with the fact that I'm married. He still just can't quite get over it. I'm like, we have a child. Hello. We do it, Dad. We do it. Like, get over it.
Maintaining a polite acquaintanceship with someone whose name you can't remember. Guilty.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think
I don't even know your name half the time.
I know.
Who the hell are you?
Get it for, I had so many clients and stuff that because of the business I was in, and we met all these people through shows and everything, and we'd be out and about, we'd be at the mall, and somebody would come over and say hi to me, and then Jennifer would get mad. This was early on in a relationship. We'd get mad when we left and say,
"Why
didn't introduce
me
to them?" And I'm like, "I don't know who the hell they are. I have no idea who they are."
Yeah,
and I
would
feel
stupid. You have to have that unspoken agreement with your spouse or your date that if I don't introduce you, that means I don't know who they are. So introduce yourself and try to get them to say their name so I can then forget it 5 seconds later.
Yes. It works sometimes. It doesn't work all the time. Attempting a do-it-yourself haircut that failed miserably. I've never done that.
Guilty.
Yeah, Jennifer's not.
Really?
How old were you, Jennifer?
It was about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Hon, you can go to Supercuts for $12, but I will give you $12 not to cut your own hair. You're too old for that.
I tried to get her to go. She won't do it. How about drunkenly hooking up with a coworker? You don't have to answer that one if you don't want to.
Certainly not in this job, but in previous ones, for sure. I mean, maybe once. I don't know.
I never did that, of course, ever. Not me. Letting yourself believe that you have a 13-year-old boy's metabolism and neglecting your body. Guilty. 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 Now, I will have you know, I'm going to make this announcement in public, that as of my official weighing, you know I had to go on a diet for Lyme. And by the way, I had a couple emails after we mentioned Lyme a while back asking how I was doing. So I am doing really good. I haven't had any Lyme flare-ups since I got about a month and a half into this diet. And I gave up all gluten, breads, and everything, and all sugar. So I'm about a month and a half in, and I will have you know, as of my last weighing, I now weigh the same amount I did when I graduated high school for the first time in 30 years.
Gosh, that's amazing. Just
isn't that
giving
good?
Yeah, my friend lost like 30 pounds by just giving up all forms of sugar. I really should try that. With my pregnancy weight that's just hanging on.
It really does. It's amazing. And I think it's a combination of giving up the gluten and the sugar because that rolls out pastas and all that breads and everything too. So I think it's a combination of both. But I'm so happy that I hit that weight. I was really, really surprised that I did, and I was so happy that I did. So anyway,
are you hungry?
That.
Are you like one of those celebrities where you go, oh, bless her heart, she is so hungry. Are you one of those now?
No, because I've learned to eat other stuff now. But now I can eat as much of the other stuff as I want. So
nice,
that's kind of cool. Yeah.
That's great.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. How about developing a deep and crippling and all-consuming addiction to a TV show?
Lost.
Jamie.
Lost.
How about a current TV show? Hello?
I'm not addicted to My Little Pony, Glenn, if that's what okay?
No. There's a certain singing show that you mention all the time.
Oh, well, clearly Blake Shelton is my best friend. I have to watch him every Monday night on The Voice. And Adam Levine is going to be, you know, if anything happens to Chad, he's going to swoop in and be my next husband. So I have to watch The Voice, Glenn. I have to keep up with it. But crippling addiction was Lost. That TV show... Oh, my gosh. Like, I didn't watch the first season. I watched the first season in, like, a day and a half without taking a break. It's crazy.
I did that when I started with Grey's Anatomy because they were, like, three seasons done already. So I just went on Netflix and watched the entire weekend Jennifer was gone of Grey's Anatomy. So I would say Grey's Anatomy was for me until the new show came along.
Now, is it the nerd show you're talking about or the
Sleepy Hollow? Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, really?
I love Sleepy Hollow. You shouldn't watch Sleepy Hollow. But I Jennifer can't watch Sleepy Hollow. She has nightmares. She can't watch it. So,
really?
It's my new favorite show. It is so good. I love that show.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know.
Wendy
I was thinking
too.
You were going
to
say.
I was talking to Wendy at dinner last night, and she loves it, too. She's addicted to it as much as I am. I even watch it live with the commercials. Does that tell you something?
Oh, my gosh. Who are you?
Yeah. I know.
You haven't seen a commercial in 10 years. That's hilarious.
Okay,
I want to know, Jennifer, post this on Facebook. Please ask what
ask that question. Have you ever been cripplingly addicted to a television show? And I want to know which one. Because, again, like, I watched Lost. There's, like, 8 seasons or whatever. I've watched all 8 seasons probably 4 times.
I was
going to
say, it seems
TV.
Like there was about 25 seasons of Lost.
Yeah. Every boyfriend I dated, including Chad, I would introduce them to Lost and restart the whole series with them because, I'm sorry, it was my one night a week we had to watch, so I better get you into it so you don't interrupt me while I'm watching it. So I want to know what people are cripplingly addicted to, and yes, my days are better when The Voice is part of it, so, you know, I am pretty bad about that one, too.
How about this one? We do in an extreme method, sharing highly personal information on the internet. We go a step further. We put it on the radio. I think that one.
I would never. No, we don't tell personal stories on this show. We are news.
Okay, now this one we have to both be careful about because both of our families listen to this show. Making up lame excuses to escape family time. Okay, next one. Agreeing to crucial terms and conditions without reading them. Who reads the terms and conditions? Have you ever read one of those terms and conditions things, or you just hit agree?
Let me just say, for those who have seen it, there's a South Park episode dedicated to this where the Apple Store, you know how you have to sign the Apple Store thing, and you, like, who reads that crap? Yeah. They did a whole entire episode on what Stan had actually signed up for, or Kyle, and it's hysterical and disturbing. So don't watch it, Glenn. You'll be disturbed. You'll read everything from that one.
I like South Park, too. I need to go back and find some of the missing ones that I never saw. Let's get that one. subscribing to magazines because you think you're going to have time when they show up to actually read them.
Yeah. Or giving people subscriptions. I had to tell my mother-in-law, I was like, please stop sending me Real Simple because I'm just not going to be in the kitchen coming up with those recipes. I just don't care.
That's right. How about neglecting all your friends because you're obsessed with your significant other? Doesn't everybody do that?
Yes.
I think everybody does that. Going on an extravagant trip that you definitely couldn't afford. Guilty.
Clearly you're guilty because you're broke and your ex-girlfriend has all your money.
Well, that's right. Washing your whites with your colors. Guilty. Ask Jennifer how many things I've turned pink.
Do people actually separate their laundry? I love the Friends episode where Rachel is like, they're like, aren't you going to separate it? And she's like, oh, okay. And she separates it by shirts and pants.
How about locking yourself out of the house? Have you ever done that where you actually couldn't get in the house?
That's what doggy doors are for.
You're small enough to fit through them.
I have big dogs.
And the biggest mistake, considering yourself a responsible adult. See, there is one that I haven't accomplished yet because I really have never considered myself a responsible adult. I'm 50
Great
years
list.
Old and
Great
never
list.
Have.
Love it. Love it.
There you go. That was fun. That was a fun Friday list after the week we've all had.
Yes.
Let's take a
now,
break.
I've got it. Yeah, play the song.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, let's play the song. No, I'm playing one that you're going to see Tempe this weekend, Templeton Thompson. So I'm playing one that she sent to us the other day after she was on the show with us on Wednesday. She has a brand new song out. It is she co-wrote it with Mary Miller Jordan. And it is called Believe in Me. Terrific song. So this will be the first time that almost everybody hears it. And it is for sale now at TempletonThompson.com. It's called Believe in Me. This is just to get you warmed up, Jamie.
Don't know what to do. And
my gosh. Talk about, that is a smash country hit right there. You can tell it. She's growing, and you know, I think that's probably off the new album that we all got to purchase with Kickstarter, you know. That is, the production value on that is fantastic. What a great song. Glenn, did you actually listen to the words?
Yes, I did, and I love that song. I love that song.
Yay!
You're right. The production, it seems, I don't know if she's working with somebody new for the production of these newest songs that she's done, but boy, they're 10 times where they were before.
Oh my gosh, that song is fantastic. I love it. Sorry, I know you wanted to play some after that. I was like, I just have to talk about this song. Believe in Me. You can get that at templetonthompson.com/believe-in-me. Just go to her website, templetonthompson.com. Holy cow. You know what's also awesome is I've been, you know, everybody's like, oh, what are you doing for your birthday? I'm going to a concert in Cave Creek, and random people are like, who are you going to see? Like one of my students last night, her mom. And I said, oh, I'm going to go see Templeton Thompson. And every person I have said that to goes, I know that name. Everybody knows who she is. And once I kind of remind, they're like, oh, yeah. And she's gaining popularity very well. We could say we knew her when. Ha!
Let's see if she still talks to us when.
We'll see.
That's going to be the bigger question. I wonder if she'll play that tomorrow. That's one of those songs that if you play it in concert, I'm not sure it's going to work as well without all the background and all the production. You know, there are certain songs that just work, and then certain songs that don't on stage.
But she wails in that with her vocally, so I can't imagine that it wouldn't work. Why has she not been on The Voice? I don't get it. I'm going to talk to her about that. I'm going to talk to her about that song, and I'm going to talk to her about she's got to play Girls and Horses. So maybe I'll do a little face-to-face interview with her tomorrow.
I'll tell you, this is this song here, when I played it, when she sent it to us the other day after she was on, I played it like 3 times, and it was like, this is my new favorite song of hers. I'm sorry, Girls and Horses has moved over for this one.
you didn't love that one anyway. That was my song. You can't tell me what my favorite song is.
All right, we have an ad to do here, and then we're coming back with the Stud Muffins, really bad ads, and we got some good ones lined up. Wait till you see the first one. Wait till you hear the first one. It's terrific.
Coach Jen here, host of the Horse Tip Daily Show on the Horse Radio Network. The way consumers interact with the brands they have trusted for years and those they are about to fall in love with for the first time is becoming more and more mobile, literally, and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. Podcasts or internet radio shows like this one combine the new consumer preference for on-demand information and entertainment with the power of niche market audiences. Advertising on the Horse Radio Network podcasts allows you to reach the equestrian consumer using today's preferred on-demand delivery system. It's cost-effective and flexible, able to reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. To learn more about advertising on this show or any of the shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at 859-951-2022, or you can email us at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. That's Glenn with 2 N's at horseradionetwork.com. Come and join the Horse Radio Network family. You'll enjoy the ride.
Please, come on.
You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings. You notice I didn't do anything to the opener today. I left it pure for you, but keep your eyes open. That'll change. And this show today is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Hey, we got early answers coming in on the TV shows, and do you want to hear some of them that are the favorites of our listeners?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got Breaking Bad. That's very popular. I never got into it. I never started it. I don't know much about it. Amy said, Doctor Who, enough said. Yeah. American Horror Story.
Okay.
I never watched that one either. Uta says, loved watching 24, Person of Interest, and now currently watching Sleepy Hollow. Good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness for the DVR, Big Bang, NCIS, Bones, and Castle are the ones I can't miss. So there's early answers coming in now.
Awesome. Y'all are scary. Y'all like some weird, scary crap, man. I'm like, I like The Voice where they sing songs, and you're like, I like Sleepy Hollow and American Horror Story. What is wrong with y'all? We got some twisted listeners.
Why Halloween is so popular, I think. There wasn't one zombie show in that list, though. Thank goodness.
Thank God. I can't even watch that zombie commercial, that zombie progressive commercial or whatever, the zombie guy. It scares me. They need to pull that commercial. It is scaring children and me. So
I make sure I fast forward through that one right away, too. I don't know why, but that one bothers me.
Me too.
Hey, you didn't go see Gravity yet, did you?
Are you kidding me? You think I'm going to take a baby to Gravity?
Yeah, okay. I hope you get to see it, though. I really do. Hopefully, when your life gets a little better here next week.
I really do. Thank you.
All right, let's do really bad ads because it's that time.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
This week's Really Bad Ads is brought to you by Stud Muffins. Apparently, the dog likes Stud Muffins.
Yes, she does, and she wants that coyote that's outside. Go get him, buddy.
Stud Muffins are the treats that are 100% handmade and handcrafted. Let me tell you what. I called the lady who runs Stud Muffins the other day on the phone, and it was about 12:30. And she said, I can't talk to you right now. I'm cooking. And what she was cooking was Stud Muffins. Yes, these are truly handmade. They're the ultimate horse treat. They always do some cool stuff for the holidays. Last year they did the musical pack trunks, and she always has the little candy canes full of Stud Muffins. Horses go crazy for these. They have flaxseed, wholesome ingredients, wheat, oat, barley, corn, and they just go nuts for them because they're like candy. You will not find a horse that doesn't like Stud Muffins. And you know what I use as a barometer of a good treat for a horse, Jamie?
What?
If you break it up in your hand and your hands get sticky, it's a good treat. So
the problem is that then they go for your hand because it smells so delicious.
It is true. You know, my little pony hasn't had the pleasure of a Stud Muffin yet. I think that's going to send him over the top. I think he's already very food motivated. I think Stud Muffins are just going to put him over the top.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Going to have to be careful about feeding him too many Stud Muffins. But they are the sponsor for Really Bad Ads, and it's appropriate that we have something called Stud Muffins as a sponsor for Really Bad Ads. You can find them in any store. Almost every tack shop you go into has Stud Muffins. You can find them online. Just Google Stud Muffins, and you'll find them online as well. They also have a Facebook page. Follow them over on Facebook. You are going to love these things. If you haven't tried them yet, your horses will really, really like them.
Hey,
Jennifer.
I thought of a new show. I thought of another show. Hold on. Yes. The Blacklist. Yes. The Blacklist. It's really, really good. If you guys haven't seen it, have you seen it?
Yes. No. James Spader. We love James Spader. He is so good in that show.
Last week's show was so crazy, weird, disturbing that it was like almost X-Files. It was really awesome. If you haven't seen The Blacklist, watch it because I don't want it to be canceled because I like it.
No, it's doing very well, actually. And James Spader is one of those actors. He used to be on Boston Legal years ago. That's where he got really well known as Boston Legal. What I didn't realize, we were talking about this at dinner last night, is he was on several episodes of Seinfeld when he was young.
Oh, really?
Because
he was on The Office, too, and his name was Robert California on The Office, and I can't do anything but call him Robert California. So I didn't even know his real name. I thought he was Robert California.
He plays a bad guy better than anybody. He's almost, he's almost to the point of creepy bad. I mean,
oh,
good.
Oh, he is creepy awesome on this show, Blacklist. So, Glenn, you got to put that on your DVR and catch up on NBC.com and all the episodes because it's good.
Like that show. Yep. Jennifer, what are the prizes for today's winners for Really Bad Ed?
Weighing down the picnic table of prizes on this week's show, a Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment salve and spray are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, and anti-zombie. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for scratches, dew poisoning, and all of those cuts and scrapes that your horses seem to get every single freaking day. Users has also reported that flies seem to avoid landing on wounds with Dr. Rose's, so take note. Ask for Dr. Rose's Remedies Treatment Salve at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com. And on the other side of the tablecloth, from horsegroomingsolutions.com, from horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. That's for you, Glenn. And you can find them all at your local feed supplier. Just checking to see if you're paying attention. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at Horse Grooming Solutions.
Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you to the sponsors for this week's Really Bad Ads. These are ads that are submitted by our listeners from the farm and garden section or something like that, usually from Craigslist. And, you know, how I always start with one that I find that doesn't have anything to do with horses. Well, I've been getting the listeners have been coming through in many ways here today, Jamie, because they've been starting to send me ads that I can use at the beginning, and this is one of the best ones I have seen yet. It's kind of long, but it's worth it. It's for a this is sent in by Kayla, so thank you, Kayla. A 1997 Jeep Cherokee, $1,750 in Enid, Oklahoma. And it starts, here's the deal, kids. This is a Jeep Cherokee. This is not a luxury SUV or a maintenance-free disposable import. It has solid front axles, wind noise, and character. It's a Jeep. It rides like a Jeep. It drives like a Jeep. And all of those good things. It is not new. It is not pristine. It is used. This will be apparent in the pictures. If you do not own a toolbox, have never changed your oil, this vehicle is not for you. If you have been posting on Facebook about how excited you are for pumpkin latte season, this vehicle is not for you. Do you laugh at danger? Do you tempt fate? When you pass an abandoned flatbed farm truck along a fence line, do you consider taking on another project? Is your old lady really sick of the random piles of parts, greasy footprints, and empty beer bottles in the garage? I don't know. Do you own a service manual for every vehicle ever owned? If you answered in the affirmative to the proceeding, this is your Jeep. And he goes on and on and on. This is a great ad. You want to buy it?
I owned this Jeep. What are you talking about? I owned this Jeep when I met you, Glenn. Think about it.
That is true. You did own this Jeep. Here's a couple more. Why are you selling? I can't justify owning it anymore. Motorcycles, kiddos, work, travel, and beer have consumed my time and money. Someone else needs to appreciate the Jeep for what it is, awesome mechanical artistry. What's wrong with it? Radiators, small oil leaks, driver's side door cosmetic issues, and it's pissed it has been neglected and parked for so long. It needs rescued. Does the four-wheel drive work? Hell yes, like an orphan in a Dickens novel. Will you sell? That was pretty good. Will you take a stupidly low number for it? No, if I wanted a ridiculously low number, I would have asked for a ridiculously low number. Want a cheap car? Get your kid that lowered tuner piece of crap Honda project down the road. I think I'm plenty cheap for this bad mofo. And he goes on and on and on. The one I really like is this one, though. Would it make a good car for my daughter? Hell yes. Not only a good car, a learning experience. Introduction to vehicular maintenance. Additionally, there isn't really enough room in the back for that little bastard she's dating to try anything.
I love it.
Well, that was done. A great ad. Terrific ad. All right. You have the next one. Brianne.
Brianne. Sorry, I had to actually missed some of that ad. I'll have to go back to read it because my horses are running, and I wanted to make sure that coyote wasn't, like, in my chicken coop. But we're all good. We're all good.
Oh, okay, good.
The magical stuff I do when you're talking, and I'm like, I'll be right back.
Good, I had a long ad.
I know. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I can go check on the chickens. Such a ridiculous life I lead. Good God. All right. So, Brianne sent this one in. I have a filly who is a direct daughter of Coach. She has had 90 days of riding. She has good else on her. We put her on a pad. She has been all the way to her third foot. Then we went trotty. We Phuket shoes. Holy cow, this is hard to read. We Phuket shoes on her all the way around to keep her a good foot. We took her terrel riding. She would mick a goog saddle club horse with a little weight behind. The only thing this filly needs is a bigger show behind and a jaw. What the hell? She wooed woo old also make a Greta Grudmershi, that's all one word. Grudmershi is a 2-year-old overcolt. Get her today. She will sail fast. Doubtful. Doubtful.
Okay, I didn't understand much of that, but we put her on a pad. What does that mean?
We put her, it's all one sentence. We put her on a pad. She has been all the way to her third foot. Then Lehay went trotty.
She went
trotty. That's not English.
Oh, that cleared it up.
I know, right? Oh, duh. Wow, Brianne.
Sorry.
That is a darn bad ad. Holy cow.
That has to be one of the worst ads we've ever had. Brianne, you're definitely in the running for a prize today because that was awful. All right. This one is sent in by, is it Arita? You think it's Arita? It looks like Arita.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Beautiful Frisian, pretty name. Beautiful Frisian mare for sale, $7,000 in Southern Maryland. Beautiful 10-year-old Frisian mare for sale. Mare Red. Oh, by the way, I just want to warn everybody. I'm going to do a quiz at the end of this one, okay, Jamie? So you need to pay attention to this one. No running out to the chickens, all right?
Okay.
All right, pay attention. There's going to be a test. Beautiful 10-year-old Frisian mare for sale. Mare registered with FHANA, microchipped. Bloodlines are superior. Mare stands 15.3 and is a Baroque build with sport horse influence. Mare is full-bodied with long mane and tail and light feathering down legs. Mare's color is deep, solid black with no white markings. Mare is proven broodmare. Owner
good.
Is currently,
this is a good ad.
Yeah, it's a great ad. Owner currently has offspring. Mare is currently doing walk, trot, canter for 17-year-old rider. Has been using loose ring snaffle bit and either close contact or dressage saddle. Mare has 3 beautiful gaits and has tons of potential. Mare is great for farrier, vet, grooming, tacking, trailering. Don't miss this opportunity. Available for immediate showing. Price is firm, and we will not accept payment. Serious buyers only. If you have thought about owning a full-papered Frisian mare and just haven't been able to afford 5 figures, now is the time to consider purchasing this mare. This mare will not last long at this price. Mare will vet clean. Mare has no soundness issues. Mare has no breeding issues. Okay.
Is it
Kim.
I can't remember. Is it a mare
okay.
or a gelding?
That's it. That's the test. What sex is this horse? Now you got 5 seconds.
Stallion. Stud colt.
Wrong.
Oh my God. I'm counting how many times in this, like, maybe 5 or 6 line ad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 times they said mare. That's awesome.
Do you think that I had to go back and I read the ad again because I thought maybe the horse's name was Mare. Do you think that's what I thought? And then I read it again and I went, well, first of all, for a Frisian, if you name your Frisian Mare, you shouldn't be allowed to own a Frisian. I mean, that's
I know, right?
Yeah, because that's just not creative at all. Frisians have these creative, fun names. This is not creative at all. And then the other thing is, here's the one that you passed right by with all the mares in there. The first line of the second paragraph, owner currently has offspring.
I like that one.
Think about that. Yeah.
That's definitely worded oddly.
So does that mean that the owner has kids? I don't know. Anyway.
Well, Catherine sent in the next one, Black Pony $100, and this is in Missouri. Really, they're really selling it in the title, Black Pony. You need to be experienced to take him. Just saying, he can be a jerk. Gets along with my horse and donkey, has shoes, one needs to be redone. How do you redo one shoe? Did he lose a shoe? Anyway, he got loose and messed it up a little. Does get a little greedy with food. Only had him a couple weeks. Don't have the time for him. Just took in a starving horse and he pushes him out of the green. Doesn't like to load, but rides fine after he's in. Text.
You know, this just sounds like a pony.
Yeah. Good ad, bad pony.
Yeah.
Sounds like a typical pony.
Fix his shoe. Good God. Dream Weaver sent in the next one. Thanks for sending your name. Dream Weaver. Siegfried Sudden Horse Saddle. What is a sudden horse saddle?
I have no idea.
Can you Google that to make sure it's actually something? Oh, my God, it's great. I have a Siegfried Sudden Horse Saddle in good condition. This person really knows their stuff because the next and final line is, it is missing the things to hold your feet up. Oh, my. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
You know what
those
it is?
Things.
You know, I know what saddle this is. It's a Steuben Siegfried Hunter saddle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a hunter saddle. That's funny. It's missing the things that hold your feet up. What are those called? Okay, children, I have another test for you. What are those things that hold your feet up called?
Curse.
That's it. You're good
ding,
today.
Ding. I know.
Scott sent this one in.
Oh,
and
no.
I took this one because I knew you wouldn't read it. Need a chicken butcher, $1 in Augusta, West Virginia.
Oh, darn, he's not here in Phoenix. I could have got a job.
I need a chicken butcher to come to our home and teach us the process of how to properly butcher chicken. We have raised 19 roosters. We need them butchered and in a deep freeze. We are willing to pay gas, time, use of equipment, may barter some of the chickens for your service. Rhode Island Reds, got them at Easter, very healthy birds. Please call Ron.
Wait a second. Scott, so here, kids, I got you some baby chicks for Easter. The rising of Jesus. Here you go. Wait, now it's the fall. We got to cut their heads off and put them in the freezer. What the hell is wrong with you people? Got your children, baby chicks, and those aren't even eating birds. Those are laying hens. Oh. I'm going to call Ron.
After your thing on Monday about getting rid of your rooster, I looked twice to see if this didn't say Arizona, but then it didn't. So.
Listen, I still have that dang rooster, and he's so small. He's like a Cornish game hen. They actually call him a Cornish rooster. And he crows so pathetically, and all of my hens hate him and beat him up that I almost think we need to keep him because he's so pathetic. It's hilarious. He just chases them like, please, please have sex with me. Please have sex with me. And they're like, get away, you tiny little pipsqueak. It's hilarious.
All right, the next one. Becky sent in the next one. By the way, thank you, Scott.
Oh, my God.
Becky sent in the horse trailer picture for this week, and I'm at a loss for words. I really am. Every week we say this has to be one of the worst trailers.
This is the worst.
This truly has to be one of the worst. It's like a chariot trailer. That's the only way you can describe it. It's like a chariot trailer. I don't know how to describe it. Jennifer's going to post it on Facebook at Horses in the Morning. Can you describe this trailer?
It's so bad. It's so bad. And it's only $85. So it might be worth it just to paint something on the side. I don't know. This is tetanus waiting to happen is what this is.
Doesn't it look like a chariot trailer, though, with that front thing that's sticking out there?
About 200 years ago, it actually was used in chariot races in Rome. That's how old
this is. It might have been. The tires are so flat on this that the whole thing is sitting on the ground. I mean, it's not even making an attempt to be off the ground.
You got to post it because that's just undescribable. It's undescribable. I don't even know. If you see the picture on Facebook, try to make a description of it in the comment section so we can know what we should have said. That'd be great. Adrian sent this one in. Horse would love a new home, $300 in Fresno. I'm sure he would. This gray mare would love a new home with friends. She is lonely and needs a buddy. I purchased her a few years ago as a friend for another older horse, but he has now passed on and she is now alone. I do not know anything about her history, breed, or age. Really selling her. She is healthy. She is not broke, but maybe a good project for someone who knows how, because that's what people want, more projects. She's smart and really needs a job. She is $300 to a good home only. And you must be able to catch her yourself. Great last line.
Why
Great
are all
last
the projects
line.
For somebody else? You never see somebody saying, oh, I love projects. I'm taking this project on myself. It's always, this would be a great project for someone else.
Yeah. Always. And by the way, bring your rope. You got a lasso. Yes. Right.
Or dart gun, one or the other. Mel from Australia sent this one in. We got to send Mel a gift certificate to something. There got to be a store in Australia. Okay, here she is again as the other picks came up too small. Her name is Strawberry. She is 13 and a half hands, 9.5 years, 3/4 plus Arab plus Welsh. A good, true golden palomino with flaxen mane and tail and no smutty marks.
Smutty?
Yes, it says no smutty
marks. She's a proper lady.
What is a smutty mark, by the way? I'm not sure. Suit advanced novice to intermediate rider with good hands and good feet. Soft mouth and leg and foot aids, $2,700. Selling as Sun Cremello is next to breeding stallion. Now, Jennifer posted the picture in this, and I want you to look carefully at this picture. And I didn't know
what
they had these.
What the hell?
I know. There is a picture of a Palomino pony, and in the back is a picture of another little pony, and in behind that is an elephant. Is that an elephant?
It looks like there's an elephant in their pasture. No wonder the horse is trotting away. I'm sure it's running for its life.
Do you think it's a statue? And then I have a question. Why do you have a full-size elephant statue in your pasture?
You know what that looks like? It looks like Florida.
Well, it is Australia. But, Jennifer, if you could post that ad with the picture, people have got to see that picture, too. There's an elephant in the pasture.
That is hysterical.
You know what they missed in the ad was elephant proof. I mean, how many horses can say that?
There aren't elephants in Australia. I mean, I'm sure there are, but like they're not indigenous to Australia. It's not like a random elephant like tracing through their pasture.
If there was a kangaroo in the picture, we could understand it. But this, Mel, you're going to have to explain the elephant in the picture and if that's common in Australia. Let us know.
I'm sure that she has no idea either. I want to go try. I'm going to, like, can I come look at your horse just so I can, call this person, Mel. and go to their house, say you want to see the pony, and just tell us if that's a real elephant or a fake elephant. I'm sure it's a statue, but I think it'd be worth it. Go get your picture taken with the elephant and send it to us, and we will definitely send you a prize.
All right, and I still come back to us if it's a statue. I want to know why there's a statue in the horse paddock. Just let me know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Chelsea sent in the next one. 5 year Y-E-E-R old Montana. This boy is 5 years old and 15 Hans. He's clam good with kids running he round. He has 60 days of training, B-team, barrels, and rope, and we bought him for daughter. She lost interest. Don't ride anymore. So he is ussed as a babby sitter for that extra rider as a ranch whore. I have got papers in hand.
He's a babby sitter for a ranch whore?
He's a babby sitter for a ranch whore. Call or text for more info. Can say enough about tis fella. Thanks for looking. Yeah, don't say any more.
No,
what you're
trouble.
Saying makes no sense
on.
Anyway.
I got to go on. I had so many there, too. Chelsea sent the following in. A quarter horse in Arkansas. I got a horse, 15.2 hand, quarter horse, 18 your. He good broke sometime, kick buck, but easily fixed. Work hard, has a lot of left in him. Ridden western at leisure, likes to go out on trail, but not alone, should have a experienced rider, not for beginner. Can't find papers, email if interested. It was all yelling, by the way, all in caps.
I find it amazing that when we get one, we get so many of the same kind. I think that this is the biggest collection of misspellings that we've ever had in one really bad ad. It's impressive.
And I love this sentence. He is good, bro. Sometimes kick butt, but easily fixed. If he was easily fixed, why didn't you fix him?
He wouldn't do it if it was easily fixed, you moron. God. And what's with the quater horse? Can y'all not
quater
spell
horse.
Quarter?
Yes.
It is not a hard word to spell. It's part of our money. Like, spell quarter correctly. Okay, sorry, that's a pet peeve. And then our final ad was sent in by Tammy. Oh, my God. It's My Little Pony.
She made this up because she knows you love My Little Pony. She knows you're a pony.
Mean,
she made this up.
Dancing horse, $1,000. Sparkle is a great horse that loves to dance. Dad, I just want to dance. Here's a great friend. Sparkle is 7 years old, and if you wish to meet Sparkle or need further information, please contact me. Sparkle on, girl! Wait, no, I made that part up.
Okay, kids. What sex is Sparkle?
Sparkle! You know what? I don't know, because Sparkle
it's a boy. Says he
dance.
Is a great friend.
Oh,
she
my
named
God.
Her... No, this is not a mare. Just saying.
That is awful. That's awful. Unless they accidentally misspelled he, and it's supposed to spell she. Who knows?
I think Sparkle's having an identity crisis is what's happening there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No kidding.
But that's it. That's the ads. What a good group of ads today. We need to pick some winners. Let me find out what we're giving away. We are giving away a Dr. Rose's Remedies gift pack. I don't know how you guys are going to pick today. There's too many good ones.
Rose's. The trailer's so good, and the chicken butcher. What do you think?
I'm shocked if you give anything to the chicken butcher.
He's not the chicken butcher. He just submitted the chicken butcher.
You want to do Dr. Rose's to the chicken butcher?
What do you think, Jen?
Go for it. The chicken butcher. That was a gutsy move to send that one in, knowing that you have
knowing Jennifer, knowing Jamie.
Well, he's just giving me ideas on where to send this dang rooster that grew up. By the way, I went back to the feed store that sold me the dang rooster, and I said, hi. I collected a chicken that was supposed to be a hen, and it is a rooster. And they were like, oh, you can just bring it back and exchange it. And I was like, okay, what do you do with it? He goes, we eat them. I was like, I'll just keep them. I'm like, you can't eat my – I raised this from a baby.
awful. Let's see, and I think that
horse grooming solutions, a gift pack worth over $100.
Let's go to Brianne for that one. The one that needs a bigger show behind, and a Greta Grudmare.
Yes.
That first ad we read, that was just so awful. I mean, it wins because it was so unbelievably bad.
It was
Jen,
really
what do
bad.
You think? Absolutely. Brianne, you win.
It was really bad. I'm sorry we
the
couldn't
Mare
give everybody
was good. Mel
prizes
was good.
Today because there were so many good ones.
Anyway,
my face hurts from laughing so much. Thank you, everybody, for submitting the ads. Thank you so much to Stud Muffins. Be sure to pick up a bucket of Stud Muffins or a bag the next time you're in a store, and walk up to the counter and say, "I'm buying these because of Horses in the Morning." So
do
that
do.
Next time
or
you're
online.
At the store.
It's a great horse treat. Your horse will absolutely love it. And thanks for listening to TV shows all of you are addicted to. You now scare me. You're all disturbed with what you watch. And, again, love you guys. I'm going to go pick up Jet. Thank you for the well wishes and the prayers and the nice comments.
Good luck with that. Have fun at Templeton Thompson. I'm so excited for you. And a happy birthday, Jamie.
Thanks. Love you guys. Spay, neuter, and geld.
See y'all. A great weekend.
Oh, Robin Donahue just texted me and said that you keep calling your pony My Little Pony. Busted.
That's going to stop.